Bible, the topic to be obedient to God.
神创造人，要给人类学习第一个功课就是顺服。
The first lesson God wanted people to learn after He created men is obedience.
但是人类在神的面前失败，第一件事情就是没有顺服。
But sadly, the first mistake that human being made before God is disobedience.
我们要重新跟神建立关系，顺服上需要学习。
In order for us to reestablish a good relationship with God, we need to learn how to be obedient.
那为什么人要顺服神？
Why do we need to be obedient to God?
这个是我们需要去思考的一个问题。
This is something we ought to think about.
因为如果我们了解为什么，常常会使我们更乐意的来顺服。
Because if we can understand why we need to do it, then it may be easier for us to do it.
那从圣经看起来哦，顺服神就是代表接受啊。人神之间这种关系啊，神所设立的这种本位。
According to the Bible, to be obedient to God means that we accept the relationship between man and God according to God's arrangement.
我们在一个公司里面常常都有这个上下左右这种位置。
When you're working on your job, there's always a superior. You have superior and you have your subordinate.
那在这个一个社会里面也有它的结构。
In this society, there's also a political structure.
每一个人能够认清他的本位。你这个社会常常会很和睦。
If everybody can recognize where they stand in a society, then we can find peace and harmony.
那么在神创造人的时候，他已经把人的本位已经设定。
When God created a man, He had already arranged a position for man.
请看创世纪。
Please turn to Genesis, the book of Genesis.
第二章
Genesis chapter 2
先看第一章
Let's first turn to chapter 1 Genesis chapter 1 Verse 26
神说我们要照我们的形象按着我们的样式造人使他管理海里的鱼空中的鸟地上的牲畜和全地并地上所爬的一切的昆虫这里神把这个人跟地上的动物还有这个物质界的这个关系讲得很清楚
Here God specifically threw out for us the relationship between man and all the things all the animals in the world
就是人要管理海里的鱼
Here he said thatMen shall have control and shall have dominion over the fish and the animal.
还有地上的牲畜。
And also the birds in the air.
那主要是说人就是在这个上面。
What this tells us is that human being is placed above the animal.
人的位置是在动物物质这个植物一直的上面。
The status of human is placed higher than the animals.
所以这个人跟这个世界整个物质已经被神的这句话已经被他锁住了。
So according to God's word right here in Genesis, our status between ourselves and animals had already been set.
所以你到看那个电视，泰国有的小孩子五六岁牵着一个大象在走。
So sometimes you will see on TV, a little boy in Thailand will be able to tell an elephant to go left or right.
其实那个大象如果鼻子一勾起来，小孩子一甩甩好远去了。
You can imagine if the elephant disobeyed the little boy, the boy could be easily killed.
那为什么这个小孩子可以牵着大象？因为神已经讲了。
Why is it that this little boy can control an elephant? It is because God had already said so.
人要管理地上的一切。
That humans should have control and dominion over everything.
我们看老虎、狮子很有力量。
Let's look at tigers and lions.
但是它锁在动物园里面，我们大家去看。
Even though they're very fierce, but they're being locked behind the bars in the zoo.
我从来没有看过人被锁住，然后动物轮流来参观的。
I've never seen human being behind bar and have all the animals come and visit them.
因为神已经设定了人要管理万物。
And this is because God had already spoken so.
所以这个万物在人的下面。
So we can see that everything in this universe is under man.
那人在万物的上面。
And man, we are above all animals.
那在人的上面还有神。
But what is above man is God himself.
先看创世纪第二章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 2.Chapter 2, verse 16.
从十五节开始。
Verse 16.
耶和华神将那人安置在伊甸园里，使他修理看守。十六节。
Verse 16.
耶和华神吩咐他说，园中各样树上的果子你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子你不可以吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。这里说神将人安置在伊甸园。
He says that the Lord has placed man in the Garden of Eden.
所以人住在伊甸园就是神的安排。
So the fact that people live in the Garden of Eden was an arrangement of God.
那人要住在伊甸园有一个条件。
And there's one condition in which that man must obey.
就是要顺服神。
And that is he must obey the commandment of God.
所以神说啊，一切的果子你可以吃。
Here God says that of all the trees,You can eat, you can freely eat of the fruit.
那只是分别善恶树上果子你不可以吃。
But of the tree of knowledge and good and evil, you should not eat.
这是神的话。
This is the word of God.
那神给人有这个自由意志。
God has given us the free will.
他不是造一个木偶。
God did not create a robot.
也不是一个机器人，那个程式已经设定了。
You're not programmed in to do whatever he wants.
啊，好像那个造车工厂里面焊接那个机器人这样。
You're not like a robot hand in the factory.
那这个人就没有什么价值了。
If that's the case, then we're not of any value.
啊，神造一个能够自由做选择的人。
But instead, God created us so that we can have our free will.
那人的可贵就是我用我的自由意志来选择我要听神的话。
And what makes God really happy is that we can use our own free will to choose to obey God.
那神就很高兴，就继续让这个人住在伊甸园。
And God will continue to bless this man so that he can live continuously in the Garden of Eden.
因为在顺从神的这件事情上，我们尊神为大。
Because as long as we can obey God and magnify him by obeying him,
但是人也可以选择我不听。
We can live under his blessing.
但结果就是死。
However, we also have the will to choose not to obey him, but the consequences is death.
所以不顺服神，到最后神没有吃亏啊。
So if you decide not to obey God, God is not going to be any better or worse.
神的本性、神的荣耀、神的权柄不会减少。
His glory, His essence, and His virtues will not decrease because of your choices.
但是人不顺服神，人跟神的关系就发生问题。
But if you choose not to obey God, then you would have a problem between your relationship with God.
那人跟神发生问题啊，人的身上就神的恩典就没有了。
And once you have a problem with God, then you will lose all your blessings in your life.
所以可以说，人类一切的痛苦到最后归结到一个原因，就是人没有顺服神。
So in fact, the only reason why we suffer at all in this world is because we have disobeyed our God.
因此我们要解决问题。
If we want to solve any one of our problems,
要倒回来看。
We need to find the root reason.
有表面问题，有深入的问题。
There's a superficial reason, and there's a root problem.
表面有婚姻问题。
Superficially, it may be your marriage,
职业问题,
it may be your job,
啊, 父母子女两代的问题,
it may be parental problems,
啊, 有很多的问题, 生活问题,
there may be many, many different problems in your life.
但是在那个很多问题的最底层,
but what is hidden on the root of all these problems,
就是人跟神之间的问题,
that is a problem between yourself and God.
所以当一个人开始选择我要顺服神的时候,
when a person begins to choose that I want to obey God,
你会发现这些问题越来越少。
Then you will find that all these problems will begin to go away.
因为选择顺服神就是回到伊甸园。
Because once you have decided you want to obey God, you are on your way back to the Garden of Eden.
从一个角度来看，你失去很多自由。
To one respect, you may seem like you're losing a lot of freedom.
但是从另外一个角度来看，你得到很多恩典。
But in the other respect, you may see, you are actually receiving more blessing from God.
所以顺服就是代表接受神对人所设定的本位。
So once again, obedience to God means that we accept our position, our status, which God has arranged us in.
犹大书里面说，这个天使叫做不守本位的天使。
In the book of Judas, it says that the angels have lost their positions.
这个天使是神所造的。
Angels were originally created by God.
那么他的本位在天国里面就是服侍神。
And God has set them so that they are there to serve God in the spirit.
他不是神。
They are not God.
他是要服侍神。
They are created to serve God.
但是圣经里面讲天使美丽。
But the Bible also tells us that the angels were so beautiful.
他骄傲，他想要跟神一样。
He became proud and he wanted to be just like God.
所以天使本来在神的下面，他一想要跟神一样。
So even though
他的位置本位就倒了。
He began by being under God, but once he wanted to be just like God, equal to God, then he lost his status.
啊，所以他就从天上掉下来，就变成魔鬼了。
And that's why he fell from heaven and became Satan.
所以天使的失败，因为不顺从神。
So the failure of angels comes from disobedience.
亚当的失败。也是不顺从。
The failure of our forefather Adam also comes from disobedience.
所以这样看起来，这个顺服是我们信仰一个非常重要的功课。
So what this tells us is that obedience is a very important lesson in our daily life.
所以在神的创造当中，
in God's creation,
神在上面，
God is above all.
人在中间。
Men are in the middle.
物在下面。
And all the animals and material things are under.
那如果这个次序能够摆得对。
If we can make sure that this position is set correctly,
人就活在幸福当中。
Then we can live in peace and harmony and blessings.
那现在就是我们人把它倒过来。
But the problem is many times we try to reverse this order.
生活当中变成物最重要。
And we try to make the material things as the most important thing in our life.
追求物质的拥有最重要。
We try to pursue for the eternal values.
所以有一句话说，不在乎天长地久，只在乎曾经拥有。
Some people say that I don't care how long it lasts, I just care about having it right now.
人生很短暂啊。
People say that our life is short.
所以到底天地要继续几十年，这个没有关系啊。
And people say that they have no idea how long heaven and earth will last.
所以关系的就是只在乎曾经拥有，我有这个，我有那个。
But what matters is what I have right now.
所以人的心中这个物已经取代了神。
So for a lot of people, their material things have already replaced their place in God.
就是人自己造神。
The second thing is people try to make their own God.
所以很多人在观念在想说神应该这样，神应该那样。
Some people will pre-assume that God should be like this or should be like that.
他就是把神摆在下面。
And they place God under their foot.
我理想中的神应该是这样。
They would say, this is a God that I imagine it to be.
其实他理想中的神是什么神？
But what exactly is the God which he imagined?
是会听他的话那一位神。
It's probably a God that will listen to him.
把神摆在下面。
They have placed God under their foot.
那因为这个次序颠倒了。
And because they have reversed this order.
所以我们看到现在这个世界里面呢、啊，一团糟。
We can find that this whole world is in great chaos.
表面上物质文明非常的兴盛。
On the surface, it may seem that everything is very advanced.
这个家庭的最基本的单元，这个婚姻制度已经快要被瓦解了。
You can see that the most fundamental element of our family, which is the marriage, is being dissolved.
那婚姻瓦解所带来下一代子女没有办法在健全的家庭长大。
And once there's not a complete family, then the children cannot grow up in happiness.
那这个问题的青少年就带来问题的社会。
And that will bring about problem young people and also problems in the society.
所以这个问题这样一直延续下去啊。
And the problem goes on.
就是因为人把物摆在最上面，人把神摆在下面。
And this is all because we place the material things on above us.
这个次序颠倒了，所以问题一大堆。
And once we reverse this order, then we have many problems.
那现在如果我们把它倒回来
，Now if we can bring back the order again,
你再一次把神提到你生命中的地位，你听他的话，你顺服他。
If you can once again set God as your number one priority in your life and listen to everything He says,
你再把物摆在你的下面。
If you can place the material things under yourself,
不要让物控制你，你要物控制物。
Instead of having this material things controlling you, you can control it.
哎，你生活就很平安、很喜乐。
And you can find peace and happiness in your life once again.
我最近去看一个老姐妹。
Recently, I visited an elderly sister.
非常惊讶。
And I was very, very surprised.
我带了神学生去看她。
I brought the theological student to visit her.
她住在养老院里面。
She's living in an elderly retirement home.
一个小小的房间住三个老人。
And in a very small room, we found three elderly people.
本来想我们是去安慰她的。
We thought that we were going to be there to encourage her.
大概很孤单的。
To comfort her, we thought she might be very lonely.
我再来请你半个钟头。
We stayed there for about half an hour.
从头到尾一听她在讲话。
From the beginning to the end, we were just listening to her.
我很快乐，我很喜乐。
She kept saying, I'm so happy, I'm so joyful here.
她脸一直在笑。
And she kept smiling.
那你看她有什么？
So if you think about it, she doesn't really own much.
没有电视。
She doesn't have a TV.
啊，最近才有一个电话。
She recently just got a phone.
什么都没有。
She had nothing in her hand.
我很快乐。
But yet she's so happy.
啊，那听她讲话，对神充满着感谢的心。
And everything she speaks, she spoke of thanksgiving toward God.
她行动不太方便。
She's not very mobile.
但是她跟神的关系很亲近。
But yet she has a very intimate relationship with God.
所以物没有办法控制她。
So the material things cannot control her.
但是神在控制她。
But God is controlling her.
神在与她同在。
God abides with her.
所以她生活很喜乐。
And so that is why she is very happy with her life.
今天我们所拥有比这一位信徒大概多了很多很多。
And today if we compare ourselves to this member, we have a lot more possessions than this woman.
但是我常常在想，我们是不是真的有一次像她笑得这么开心，这么满意。
So what I think to myself is, are we as happy as she is?
真的是让人羡慕。
She is something that's very, very envious.
就是她在生活当中这个顺序对了。
This is all because she has the right orders in her life.
所以顺服神代表接受神的人物、啊、这个本位，这种次序。
So once again, to be obedient to God means that we have set our orders correctly.
那这个顺服神也代表人在神面前的谦卑。
To be obedient can also mean that we are humble before the presence of God.
这个是人跟神关系一个非常重要的要素。
And this is a very fundamental element, between our relationship with God.
人在神面前的谦卑。
Our humility before God's presence.
先看腓立比书。
Please turn to Philippians.
腓立比书的第二章。
Philippians chapter 2.
腓立比书第二章
Philippians chapter 2
第五节
verse 5
你们应当以基督耶稣的心为心第六节
6
他本来有神的形象不以自己与神同等为强夺第七节
7
反倒虚己除了奴仆的形象成为人的样式第八节
8
既有人的样式就自己卑微存心顺服以至于死且死在十字架上这里叫要有基督耶稣的心为心。
This is that we must have the mind of Lord Jesus.
那这个第六节开始就讲主耶稣的心。
Beginning from verse 6, it talks about the mind of our Lord Jesus.
那六节一直到八节，我们就看到耶稣的心就是谦卑顺服。
From verses 6 to 8, we can see that the mind of Jesus is complete obedience and humility.
他本来有神的形象。
He started off with God's likeness.
他在天上就是神。
He was in heaven and he was God.
那他既然成为人。
But now that being born in the form of man,
他就不跟神同等为强夺。
He did not consider something to be hold on to be equal to God.
所以他虚己取了奴仆的形象。
But he took the form of a servant.
到最后甚至谦卑到成为罪人。
And he finally humbled himself to the point of a sinner.
所以这个耶稣啊，他成为一个人，他跟神的关系是非常密切的。
So Jesus still maintained a very good relationship with God, even though he was in the form of human.
他说，父在我里面，我在父里面。
He says, the Father is in me, and I in the Father.
我与父原来是合一的。
I and the Father are one.
这个是我们灵修的一个境界。
And this is a goal of our spiritual cultivation.
这个境界是借着顺服来的。
And this cultivation comes from our obedience.
我们顺服神，神就亲近我们。
If we can be obedient to him, then he will come closer to us.
因为神是恩给谦卑的人。
Because God gives grace to the humble.
我们不顺服神。
If we do not obey him,
我们在神的面前就是骄傲。
Then in God's presence, we have become an arrogant person.
我们跟神的关系就会有问题。
Then we will have problem in our relationship with him.
但是顺服并到最后并没有吃亏啊。
But being obedient to God is actually a good thing.
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给那超乎万民之上的名。第十节。
Verse 10.
叫一切在天上、地上、地底下都应耶稣的名无不屈膝。无不口赞耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。这里说主耶稣顺服到死，在十字架上。
He says that Jesus was so obedient even to the death onto the cross.
那结果神把他升到至高。
But the consequence, God exalted him to the highest.
赐给他超乎万名之上的名。
And God gave him a name that is above all names.
叫一切天上地下一切的都因为耶稣的名屈膝。
That everything in heaven, on earth, and under earth.Will bow their knee to Jesus.
对，耶稣回到天国享受荣耀。
So when Jesus returned to heaven, he enjoyed the glory.
因此，我们人在世界上顺服到最后的结果，就是跟耶稣一样，回到天国享受荣耀。
So the final consequence of being obedient to God is so that we can go back to heaven and enjoy our glory.
对主耶稣来说啊，天国里面谁最大？
That is why Jesus once said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?"
就是效法主耶稣谦卑顺服。
It is those who follow Jesus and become obedient and meek in heart.
如果能够服侍别人，
those who can serve the others.
那将来他在天国里面就是最大的。
In the future, they will be the greatest of all.
所以人能够在神面前顺服，这个代表人对神的谦卑。
So when a person can be obedient to God, then he is completely humble before God.
他跟神的关系会好，而且他可以得到神的祝福。
He will maintain a good relationship with God, and his relationship will continue.
圣经里面记载一个很出名的例子。
The Bible has a very good example for us.
就是扫罗跟神的关系。
And that is the relationship of Saul and God.
我们现在来看撒母耳记上十五章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 15.
撒母耳记上十五章。
1 Samuel chapter 15.
第一节。
Verse 1.
在353页。撒母耳对扫罗说：“耶和华差遣我高你为王，治理他的百姓，所以你应当听从耶和华的话。”第二节。
Verse 2。
耶和华如此说：“以色列人出埃及的时候，在路上亚玛利人怎样待他，怎样抵挡他，我都没有忘记。”第三节。
对。
现在你要去 击杀亚玛利人，灭尽他所有的，不可以允许他将男女孩童吃奶并骆驼驴羊进行杀死。我们看这个神对扫罗的要求。
Let's look at the Lord's request to Saul.
他说，我高你为王，治理以色列百姓。
He said, I have anointed you as king over my people.
所以这个扫罗王是在以色列百姓之上。
So King Saul was above all the people of Israel.
但是他又说，
However, God also said,
你应当听从耶和华的话。
You must therefore heed the voice of the Lord.
所以在扫罗上面还有神啊。
Therefore, God is above King Saul.
这些圣经节里面把神、扫罗、百姓这个次序都摆出来了。
So in this verse, we can see the proper order that is God on top, Saul, and then the people.
啊，然后他就叫扫罗去做事情。
Then therefore, God requested Saul to do this one thing.
说你要去击杀撒玛利亚。
He said you have to go and utterly destroy the Amalekites.
那现在扫罗就出去了。
So Saul then went out.
那扫罗出去击杀亚玛利人了以后，
and after he went out and slain them,
他听从百姓的话。
He then listened to the people instead of listening to God.
所以亚玛利王啊，他没有把他杀掉。
He did not kill the king of Amalekite.
而且这个百姓当中啊，很多美好的牛羊，他也把他收起来。
And he also kept a lot of oxen and sheep.
那后来神就借着撒母耳就去告诉扫罗。
So afterwards, then God spoke to Saul through Samuel.
我们现在看十五章。
Please turn to chapter 15.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
撒母耳说：“耶和华岂喜悦翻祭和平安祭？岂出人喜悦听从他的话呢？听命胜于献祭，顺从胜于公羊的自由。”
23:23
仆女的罪与行邪术的罪相等，完梗的罪与拜偶像和拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既然厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你做王。这个地方啊，撒母耳就告诉扫罗啊。
Here Samuel said to Saul,
听命胜于献祭。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
对保罗来讲，他想扫罗来讲啊，我把这个最好的牛羊献给神。
Perhaps to Saul, he said that I have kept back the best to offer to God.
但是对神来讲，我所要的不是这个。
But to God, that is not what he wants.
我所要是你里面那个顺服的心。
What he wanted is the obedience inside of Saul's heart.
那你虽然要把最好的献给我，但是你这个是违反我的心啊。
Even though you wanted to offer the best to me, but this is disobedient to my word.
所以听命胜于献祭。
So that's why he said to obey is better than sacrifice.
那顺从胜于公羊的自由。
And to heed better than the fat of ram.
所以你教书里面说，神所要的是什么？
In the book of Micah, tells us what God wants from us.
以色列百姓以为神所要的就是守节跟献祭。
What the Israelites thought God wanted was to keep the laws and to sacrifice.
所以他们以为神所要就是祭品。
And they thought that God wanted some gifts from them.
有时候我们也常常会这样感觉啊，好像信仰中最重要就是聚会跟奉献。
Sometimes we may think the same way. We think the most important thing in our life is to come to service and to offer.
好像当时的守节跟献祭。
Kind of like observing the feast and sacrifice at that time.
我们常常聚会，常常奉献，我就是好的信徒。
We think that if we come to church often and offer a lot of money, then we're a good member.
但弥迦书说，
But the book of Micah tells us,
神所要的，
This is what God wants.
第一个，
First of all,
要行公义，
To act justly.
第二个，
Secondly,
要好怜悯，
To love mercy.
对人要怜悯，
To have merciful heart to others.
第三个，
Number three,
在神面前要谦卑，
And to walk humbly with the Lord your God.
与神同行。这个就是神所要的。
This is what God wants from us.
所以这个撒母耳摸透了神的心。
So Saul has misunderstood God.
因为这个顺服就是代表我们在神面前谦卑。
So obedience means that we are completely humble in the presence of God.
神要赐恩给谦卑的人。
God is to give grace to the humble.
所以顺服的人是得恩典的人。
So a person who is humble and obedient is a blissful person.
因此人跟神关系要正常啊，顺服神是非常重要的一点。
So if you ever want your relationship with God to be a good one, then you must obey God.
那这个顺服还有一点呢，就是代表我们对神的信心。
And there's another thing about obedience is that it shows our faith toward God.
相信神要我们所做的都是最好的。
We believe that everything that God wants us to do is the best for us.
啊，圣经里面有说。
The Bible tells us.
他说，命令的总归就是爱。
The summary of all laws is love.
在提摩太前书里面这样说。
This is written in Timothy.
我们看提摩太前书的第一章。
First Timothy chapter 1.
提摩太前书的第一章。第五节。
Chapter 1, verse 5, 1 Timothy.
但命令的总归就是爱。
The purpose of commandment is love.
圣经里面神给我们很多的命令。
God has given us many different commandments in the Bible.
最基本就四条诫命。
Obviously, the most basic ones are the Ten Commandments.
很多人觉得说这个命令是一种捆绑。
Some people think that these Ten Commandments is a bondage.
如果没有神的话，我们可以做很多我们要做的，不是很好吗？
Without these different commandments, we can do whatever we want. Isn't that so good?
所以有的人虽然道理知道好，都不愿意洗礼。
Even though some people think that this is a good teaching, they don't want to be baptized.
等我年纪大一点，我才来洗礼。
They're waiting until they get older.
因为他以为信仰是一种束缚。
Because they think that the religion is a bondage.
因为信仰里面有很多圣经的话绑你。
Because once you believe and be baptized, you have to obey the whole book of the Bible.
但是命令的总归就是爱。
But here it says the purpose of the commandment is love.
就是爱我们，为了爱我们。
This is all said and said because God loves us.
所以我们顺服神，就是你相信你这样做是为着神，就是因为神爱你。
So by obeying to God, we have already believed that what God has said for us is the best.
也就是说你这样做到最后是为了你的好处。
Is that whatever you do now, whatever your obedience may be, is for your own good.
那人到神的面前来需要有信心。
When we come to God's presence, we need to have this much faith.
人才会得到神的赏赐。
So that we can be blessed by God.
那信心的表现就是顺服。
And the manifestation of our faith is obedience.
愿意接受神的安排。
We're willing to accept God's arrangement.
愿意接受神的命令。
Willing to accept His commandments.
这个叫做有信心啊。
This is what I mean by having a good faith.
比方说。
Let's take an example.
圣经里面叫我们要守安息日。
The Bible tells us that we must observe the Sabbath day.
有时候我们觉得这个是一个捆绑。
Sometimes we may think that this is a bondage to us.
如果不要这一条。
If we didn't have this commandment.
我们要找职业也没有限制。
Then we would have a better chance finding a job.
我们要做很多事情都没有限制。
Then we can do a lot of things on Saturdays.
但是我们要想。
But let's think of it.
如果我们没有守安息日。
If we did not observe the Sabbath day.
神损失什么？
Does God lose anything?
神没有损失什么。
Not really.
他还是神啊。
He's still God.
但是损失的是人啊。
But who's the person who's at loss? We are.
我们没有办法在他里面享受安息。
Because we can no longer enjoy the breath in His presence.
所以当我们选择顺服神。
So when we choose that we want to obey God.
一年之中我们就有52天的安息。
We can already have 52, at least 52 days of peace.In God's presence.
而且神还要赐福给我们。
In addition to that, God will bless us abundantly.
那奉十一间也是一样。
The same thing with offering tithe.
有的人觉得这十一间是一个很大的担。
And some people think that offering tithe is a great burden to them.
因为这是因为信心不够。
And this is because they don't have enough faith.
如果我们不献十一间。
If we don't offer tithe.
神还是神。
God is still God.
诗篇里面说，这个山中的这个飞鸟走兽都是他的。
The book of Psalms says that all the birds in the sky are God's.
神是丰富的神。
God is a person with great wealth.
但是如果献十一捐。
Now, if we can offer tithe to him.
到最后，得到好处的还是我们自己。
In the end, this is all for our own good.
因为我们所献的钱到最后都是用在我们身上。
Because all the money that we offer and contribute all comes right back to us.
冬天的暖气，夏天的冷气。
The air conditioning that we enjoy here in the chapel.
聚会舒服的场所。
And the nice facilities that we have.
中午吃的饭。
And all the lunch that we consume.
我们办了很多的活动。
And the different functions and activities.
都是我们奉献来的。
And they all come from the offering that we put in.
但是更重要的。
What's even more important is this.
我们如果真的感恩的心奉献十一捐。
If we would offer out of the heart of thanksgiving.
神在天上要赐福给我们。
God will bless us even more from heaven.
所以我们没有去做。
So if we don't do it.
到最后损失是我们。
We are the people actually at loss.
所以这个顺服就是代表我们对神的相信。
So once again, obedience shows our faith toward God.
相信他要我们做的都是为着我们的好。
And to have faith that whatever he commands us to do is for our own good.
那不信就是代表不信。
And if you don't obey, it shows your disbelief.
那人要得到神的喜悦，你至少就要相信他。
And in order for someone to please God, you have to at least believe in him.
这个好像是我们做父母的。
Just like the parents, for example.
有时候我们叫小孩子做这个做那个。
Sometimes we ask the children to do this or do that.
要读书啦，要学钢琴啦。
We tell them to study hard, to practice piano, for example.
有时候小孩子不了解。
And sometimes they just cannot understand.
觉得出去玩比较好啊。
They think it's more fun to go outside and play with their friends.
但是我们当父母不能够说啊，你要玩你就去玩。
But as parents, we can't just let them go.
因为我们知道这个重要性。
Because we know it's more important for them to study.
那这个小孩子如果能够顺服父母的指导。
Now, if the children can obey the words of the parents,
又回头他会感谢。
In the future, they'll turn back and thank the parents for it.
去年有一个青年告诉我。
Last year, I had a youth who came and told me this.
他已经大学毕业了。
He is now a college graduate.
他说他很感谢他爸爸。
He said he's very thankful for his father.
说他爸爸，他以前常常 修理他。
He said his father used to chastise him.
常常管教他。
And used to rebuke him.
我就觉得很稀奇啊，在美国能够找到一个青年这样不简单啊。
So I thought it was quite amazing that a person in America would actually say this.
他离家去读书。
He left home for school.
他爸爸妈妈常常查询啊。
And his father and mother often call him up to check up on him.
晚上八点打电话，哎，为什么不在？等一下你要交代，你刚刚去哪里？
And if they call him at 8, they'll say, well, why are you not there? You have to give me an explanation.
妈妈期间你觉得很烦啊。
In the beginning, he said, this is very burdensome.
我已经离开这么久，你到现在还不放我啊。
He thought this was frustrating because he thought he was already grown up.
啊，等他毕业以后，他再回头过来看。
After his graduation, as he looked back to his 4 years in college,
他很感激他的父母。
He was very thankful to his parents.
如果他的父母没有这样关心他，这样再一次去叮咛他、看顾他，他可能已经走偏了，跟着这个坏孩子一直去了。
Had his parents not paying attention to him during his college years, perhaps he had already gone astray.
所以在当时他不了解。
At that time, he could not understand his parents.
现在他回头看，他对父母了解了。
But now, as he looks back and reflect back, he really thanked his parents for it.
那这个神的话其实也是这样。
Well, the word of God is just the same thing.
神的意念高过人的意念。
Because God's mind is way above our mind.
那神的意念就是圣经的话。
And the mind of God is here recorded in the Bible.
所以我们照圣经的话去做，有时候觉得要打破自己很痛苦。
So sometimes, as we try to obey the word of God, we think it is very frustrating.
有时候你觉得你很喜欢的不能做，你不喜欢的要去做。
It seems like sometimes we have to sacrifice what we like for the Bible.
但是这一切到最后都是爱。
But let me tell you, all this is at the end will turn out to be the love of God.
就是因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
所以那个顺服神的话去生活，你看有一阵子好像牺牲比较多，到最后家庭都很幸福。
For those people who sacrifice themselves to obey God, it may seem that in the beginning they're suffering, but in the end they will be greatly blessed.
那把神摆在一边。
For those people who place God aside,
啊，照着社会的潮流，自己的喜爱去生活
，and who try to live according to the trend of this world and their own pleasures.
你看到最后问题很多。
Look at them in the end, they will have a lot of problems in their life.
这是摆在前面的，比比皆是。
And this is a perfect example. This is something that is proven.
顺服到最后就为我们好处。
Obedience will turn out to be something good for our own sake.
所以，希伯来书里面记载亚伯拉罕。
The book of Hebrews talks about Abraham.
现在看亚伯拉罕。
Let's turn to
Hebrews
chapter 11,
第八节
chapter 11 verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的去。他出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。这里说亚伯拉罕遵命出去。
Here says that Abraham went out because he obeyed.
离开他的父家，离开他的本族。
He left his father's home, he left his hometown.
是他有感情的地方。
A place where he loves.
那他要去哪里他还不知道。
And he still did not know where he was going when he went out.
所以他出去的时候就是信。
So he went out of his belief.
相信神要我去的地方一定对我有好处。
Because he believed that where God wants me to go is a good place for me.
那到底什么好处我现在不知道。
I don't know exactly why it's good for me now.
但是我知道一定有好处，因为这个是神要我去的。
But I know it is good for me because God wants me to go.
所以后来他住到牛奶与蜜之地。
So in the end he came to this land of milk and honey.
那因为亚伯兰要顺服神。
Because he obeyed God.
要把这个独生子献给神。
That he was willing to sacrifice his own son to God.
这也是一个很大的损失啊。
Again, this is a great loss to him.
他年纪大所生的。
This is the son that he had when he was old.
这个在献上去他就没有了。
If he has to offer his son, then he had nothing.
他也不能够再生了。
He can't get half another son.
也就是说，生命中最宝贵的。
This is probably the most precious thing in his life.
神说你把他献给我。
But yet God says you must offer your son to me.
命令的总归就是爱呀。
But the purpose of all commandments is love.
神对亚伯兰这个命令也是出于爱亚伯兰。
The commandment to Abraham was out of his love for Abraham.
但是亚伯兰这样去做。
Now, once Abraham obeyed him,
第一个他没有失去他的独生子。
First of all, as we know. No, he did not lose his only son.
第二个，他体会到耶和华已乐。
And secondly, he realized that God will always provide.
在信心的最顶尖摩利亚山上，他体会一切神都会预备。
On the top of Mount Moriah, the mountain of faith, he realized that God will always provide.
所以他顺服到摩利亚山上，他发现一切神都会预备。
So as he obeyed God and to go up to the top of the mountain, he realized that God does provide.
那里神跟他祝福天上的，你后裔要像天上的星，海边的沙。
It is on top of that mountain that God blessed him with all the stars in the skies and all the sands on the beach.
得到神好多的祝福。
He received many, many blessings from God.
就是因为他顺服。
All because of his obedience.
他的顺服就是出于他对神的信。
And his obedience comes from his faith for God.
相信神就是爱。
He believed that God is love.
他对我们的计划，他对我们的要求，他对我们的命令，到最后都是为了爱我们。
God's plan for us, his requests, and his commandments for us are all because he loves us.
所以顺服的结果就是我们的好处。
So the consequence of our obedience is for our own good.
因此啊，顺服是我们生活一个很重要的功课。
Therefore, we need to learn the lesson of obedience. our life.
这个代表接受神为我们设立所设立的本位。
And this includes accepting the ordering that God has set before us.
这个代表我们在神面前的谦卑。
It includes our humility before God.
这个代表我们对神绝对的相信。
It also includes that our complete faith for God.
相信他计划安排带领的美好。
And to believe the beauty of His arrangement, His guidance.
那幸福的结果。
And the consequence of obedience is this.
与神亲近。
That we can come closer to Him.
从神得到丰盛的恩典。
And to receive abundant blessings from Him.
那这个顺服就是包括顺服神的话。
And obedience includes obeying His word,
圣经的话语,
the word in the Bible,
顺服圣灵的感动,
to obey the movement of the Holy Spirit in your heart,
顺服神在我们环境当中所安排的一些事情,
and to obey everything that God has arranged for us in our environment.
所以如果我们凭着信心, 存着感谢的心顺服神,
if we can obey God out of our faith and out of our thanksgiving,
我们回头过来看, 都充满着感谢,
and in the future, as you look back, you will be filled with thanks.
因为神是爱我们的。
Because God is a God who loves us dearly.
顺服的人就得到神的恩典。
And those who obey will receive His abundant blessings.